This is the PoetryFoundation.org podcast for Tuesday, April 4th. I'm Curtis Fox. On yesterday's PoetryFoundation.org podcast, we heard the actor Alfred Molina reading some poems. Today, we're going to hear a poet reading his own poems, Donald Hall, who certainly knows how to deliver, both as a poet and performer. Donald Hall is one of the most celebrated living American poets. He's now 78 years old, and over the course of his long career, he has won nearly every literary prize offered for his direct, plain-spoken poems. Hall was married for 23 years to the poet Jane Kenyon, who died in the mid-1990s from leukemia. She was only 47. The first poem we're going to hear is about a death, not Jane Kenyon's, but the poet's father. It's called White Apples, and Hall said he began it just a few weeks after his father died.
I had a dream in which I knew that he was at the front door in a snowstorm, and I wrote this poem. And I wrote it over and over again, changing little things for about, 15 years or so, until I finally came up with the word, a phrase, white apples and the taste of stone. These are images somehow of dissatisfaction and loss, I think.
Here's Donald Hall reading his short poem, White Apples.
When my father had been dead a week, I woke with his voice in my ear. I sat up in bed and held my breath and stared at the pale closed door. White apples and the taste of stone. If he called again, I would put on my coat and galoshes.
You know, I don't think I've ever actually put a stone into my mouth, but after hearing that poem, you somehow know what it tastes like.
The taste of stone is going to be cold and hard and not a very pleasant taste. White apples suggest maybe funerary monuments or whatever, but at any rate, apples aren't supposed to be white.
Yeah, there's something unwholesome about the idea of white apples, something almost putrid. Okay, so this is a podcast, and it would be easy enough for you to push the rewind button and hear that poem again. But it's so short that I'm going to save you the trouble.
White apples. When my father had been dead a week, I woke with his voice in my ear. I sat up in bed and held my breath and stared at the pale closed door. White apples and the taste of stone. If he called again, I would put on my coat and galoshes.
The next poem we're going to hear from Donald Hall is called The Man in the Dead Machine. It's about a World War II fighter plane that has crashed in the jungles of New Guinea. The thing is, Donald Hall never was a soldier in World War II, and he didn't fight in New Guinea. He was too young. So just where did the image in this poem come from?
There was a time in my life that was a very bleak and sad time. And during these months, I was driving by myself from Michigan, where I taught, to Connecticut, where my mother still lived. And I suddenly had a vision while driving that car. It didn't block the highway, but it was all mental. But it was of a corpse in an airplane, and it was a World War II pilot. And he had crashed the plane. And I knew, this is how I feel. This is an image of myself.
The Man in the Dead Machine, written and read here by Donald Hall.
High on a slope in New Guinea, the Grumman Hellcat lodges among bright vines as thick as arms. In 1943, the clenched hand of a pilot glided it here where no one has ever been. In the cockpit, the helmeted skeleton sits upright, held by dry sinews at neck and shoulder, and by webbing that straps the pelvic cross to the cracked leather of the seat and the breastbone to the canvas cover of the parachute. Or say that the shrapnel missed me. I flew back to the carrier, and every morning take the train, my pale hands on a black case, and sit upright, held by the firm webbing.
Donald Hall reading his poem, The Man in the Machine. You can read poems by Donald Hall or an essay he wrote about his life with Jane Kenyon. Just do a search on Donald Hall at poetryfoundation.org. Tomorrow on the poetryfoundation.org podcast, a poem by the great Polish contemporary poet Wisława Szymborska and a conversation with her translator, Claire Kavanaugh.
Lots of her friends aren't poets or writers or anything like that at all. And she has an incredibly goofy kind of frat boy sense of humor.
You can subscribe to this free podcast at poetryfoundation.org. You can also subscribe directly through iTunes or through your favorite podcasting directory. Let us know what you thought of this program. Send an email to podcast@poetryfoundation.org or call and leave a voicemail at 718-857-1821. The music used in this podcast comes from the Claudia Quintet. For the poetryfoundation.org podcast, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.